Welcome back, everybody, to Off the Field Podcast, episode number 63. We are off location once again. We've done a podcast at a hospital. We've done a podcast in a car on the road. And now we're doing a podcast while getting our hair cut. You can see Mobo's up first with the great Rick.
What's up, everybody?
So, Rick, are you excited to do this podcast slash haircut?
Yeah. Wait a minute. We've done. You guys done videos with me before?
Yes.
I bleached Mobo's hair.
You've dyed my hair and bleached.
Bleached yours hair and dyed. Yeah, and dyed it.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever been invited to your podcast.
No.
Never got to sit on that couch that everybody sits in.
Yeah.
We didn't even get you a free water. I just realized it.
Not even the free water. We've been forgetting to do it lately, but that's like our thing. Like, we always have a water for the guests.
I'm good. I don't need the water.
But we're at your salon studio right now. Your owner of the studio, boss, I guess I would say, right?
Jesse. Yeah. Jesse Hair Studio.
She was kind enough to let us come in and do the podcast here. So thank you very much for that. And if you're in the OC area, get your hair cut here. Rick, Jesse Hair Studio.
At Jesse Hair Studio, Fountain Valley, Magnolia, and Warner.
Yes. All right. So while you get into Mobo's haircut, we're just going to knock off a few off-topic questions first.
Wait. We got to know what he's going to do to me.
Okay.
Pause.
How do you want your hair?
How do you want your hair today?
Normally,
sir?
I get a mid-skin fade. That's usually about what I get. I mean, that's you know by now.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, I do want to leave it a little longer off the top so I can kind of slick it back, kind of like an undercut, but not as, I guess, after a couple days, it'd get frizzy and start to grow out a lot. Which is impossible with my hair, guys. I could come back every month, honestly. Oh, no, not even, like every 2 weeks.
You should be coming every 2 weeks.
So as Rick gets prepared to cut Mobo's hair, I do want to say, you'll kind of feel like you're a part of the experience. You'll hear some of the instruments of a salon artist, a barber. Mm-hmm. You'll hear the razor. You may hear some scissor clip. Ooh. But yeah, let's get into a couple things before we start asking Rick a bunch of questions. Our weekly home run predictions. Last week, Mobo said Mike Trout, and finally, one of us has hit.
Yes.
Mike Trout homered like the day after.
And be right before this podcast.
Yep. And I will do one last emergency check on Tatis, and the Padres are still being shut out. So.
Oh, that's a yikes.
So for me, I swing and miss again. But now, Mobo is up 1-0, and we need new picks. I am going to go with Matt Olson. Dude crushes the ball when he hits it, and he's got 3 this year, so I'm liking Matt Olson.
That's a good pick. That's a really solid pick. I am going to cheat a little bit. I'm going to go with the easy one, Judge. It's going to destroy a ball, as always.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with Judge.
Another Judgian blast.
Yes, sir.
And if my voice sounds a little odd or I clear my throat a lot, that is due to Angels opening day. That is due to WrestleMania. I have not given it time to heal at all. I've done a lot of screaming, a lot of joy, and a lot of pain.
I'm right there with you, bro. At work, I was hoarse the whole morning.
Mm-hmm.
Could not really speak. I mean, you guys can kind of tell I'm a little grainy, but
yes.
Voices just shut out.
Yeah, so Angels opening day, that was last week or a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, it's like a national holiday to myself, being a huge Angels fan and all my Angel fan friends. And unfortunately, we were on the road again to start the season, which means our opening day was like a week and a half into the season.
Super late as always.
Yep, so it didn't really feel like a true opening day, but it was still opening day. Mobo was there, Fireball was there. Who else? Art.
I was going to say Shorty for some reason. Revis.
Revis. And then if you count Cap and Papa Cap, but they weren't sitting with us.
No.
They were in a completely different area of the stadium.
I mean, you got to be when you're Papa Cap. You don't want that many fans running at you.
True. And Cap just, I'm not even exaggerating on this. Cap bougies out Papa Cap. He pays for his flights when they go on vacations and tickets, and he always has to sit with him in the most, like, luxury seats. We're literally going tomorrow, but luckily the Angels tickets are so cheap that it was only like $40. But we're like 5 rows behind the dugout. That's how depressing our team is right now with their prices.
I just saw tickets for another game for possibly a friend's birthday, and starting dollar is $2.
Yeah, $2.
So
you could have gone today for $2.
I think I could go tomorrow for like 50 cents.
Probably. It feels like we're in the 1960s.
You gotta love it, man.
But yeah, it was a rough start to opening day. They were hitting home runs like crazy. We were down 5-1. The most hype we were able to get the whole game was that Logan Ohapi grand slam.
Okay, but apart from that, wasn't not sixing Rendon finally get a hit since
July? God, dude.
First of all,
the stadium wanted to give him a standing ovation. Like half the fans were on social media saying, let's give him a standing ovation.
Bro, Twitter was so stupid with that, because how are you going to give a man a standing ovation to try to cheer him up?
Rightfully not deserved.
Especially not deserved. And then on top of that, dude, everybody booed him out. I am sorry for moving.
You want me to put a big hole in your head?
No, you better stop moving, buddy.
So, yeah, Rendon got a hit. Was the loudest the stadium got all game. They went nuts. And that same attitude and feeling was applied when Logan Ohapi hit that grand slam. We lost our minds. It was almost inaudible on camera.
Yeah, I was watching the vlog right before, and dude, oh my God, we sound horrible.
Yeah, I'm starting to learn maybe these mics that we're currently wearing while we're doing this haircut, they're great for like IRL, you're just having a chill day or something, but when it gets loud, like when a stadium of 40,000 is screaming, these mics don't really do the best.
They sound like a bunch of potatoes.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We, of course, tied the game with that grand slam, and then they took the lead back. We tied it again, and then just weren't able to keep up. It was very unfortunate.
What was the final score again? It was 8-6?
8-6.
Yep.
And so, 0-1 watching the Angels this season. Hopefully, that'll be a positive record by the end of the year.
Let's hope so.
I went to a game yesterday.
You went to a game?
I went to a game, and you know what? I mean,
the game? Well, you're talking about the day game?
Yes. Now I don't have the big vocabulary like you guys with baseball, because I'm not that into it like you guys are. But I'm not dumb enough
to not know what's going on.
Yeah.
You like, understand
I felt like we paid for batting practice yesterday.
12 to 2?
It was horrible.
Yeah.
We left before the 7th.
Tell me this, because it was a Sunday. It was a day game. Were you sitting? Where were you sitting?
I was in the sun.
Oh, God. Okay.
And right before we got seated, I had myself some whiskey, and it just felt like crap. Mm-hmm. As soon as I went home, I crashed out.
So. Luckily, you're not too invested as a fan, because I would have been crying tears to fill up my section if I saw that 12-2 loss. Hey, Miguel Sano got on the mound, though. He got one out.
What?
Bases loaded, two outs, he got the last out.
People, I did not know this.
Oh, yep. God. And then last night, it already feels like it was a while ago, WrestleMania, the conclusion, two, finishing the story, Cody Rhodes, 3 years of building this up, long-term storytelling, and he finally took down Roman Reigns after 1,316 days of being champion.
I think it's safe to say no one's touching that for a minute.
No. Well, I don't know. Triple H, a.k.a. Paul Levesque now, as they always call him.
Paul Levesque.
Loves long-term storytelling. Gunther held the Intercontinental title, which was also broken.
666 days?
Yep. 666 days. Weird number to make him drop the title on. But, yeah, I think it's safe to say we all had our inner child shining in that main event. And I'm going to call it the greatest WrestleMania main event of all time. Not the whole WrestleMania, but the main event, I think, has to be the greatest WrestleMania main event of all time.
That's a bold statement, my guy.
Dude, first of all, the buildup of the story. Cena, who was my favorite when I was a kid.
You're lucky I can't move.
Came out trying to save the day against Solo. The Usos were there. Undertaker.
I know.
The Rock. Shield Seth Rollins. So, I mean, I loved it. I think the only person in that room in our watch party that did not love it was Cap.
Yeah, he was a part. He acknowledged Roman.
Yeah.
For a very long time.
Yes.
But you know what? I'll say this. Mm-hmm. I know you've already posted it on your socials. Go check it out on Instagram if you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like your Peacock cutting out in the middle of it.
It cut out at the worst parts.
It cut out the worst parts, but it made it so much better.
Why?
It made it so much better because we were just dealing with laggy, like, streaming the whole time.
No.
Well, not the whole time, but
literally,
like,
okay, the whole show was perfect.
But, like, in the match, geez, you can hear my voice.
The first time it cut out was right before the Undertaker dong. Right. So Cena and Rock had their stare down. right before Cena swung and he rocked by on him, Wi-Fi hit us and went out. So we rushed to get it back. Shorts, he pulls it up on his phone. Everyone's like, Undertaker, Undertaker. We get it back on. Undertaker's there staring at Rock. It cuts out again. And luckily, that was the last time it cut out. We did miss the Shield intro hitting.
Yeah.
And we all saw it on Shortsy's phone, but like it was all late and not on a big screen. But when we finally got it back was when the Undertaker had taken, what's his name?
The Rock.
The Rock, yeah, used his phantom powers to get rid of him.
Like I said, I think it added to it, and I honestly enjoyed it a lot more. I know my boy was stressing. You were just, you were trying to get it back on.
I was just trying to get it back on. We made sure we saw the final moment. We saw Roman hit Seth with the chair. I'm sure he was triggered seeing Seth and all that Shield gear. And oh, yeah. If Mobo, I'm sure you remember when Seth betrayed Roman.
I do.
Yes. Yeah, so I mean, it was payback for all those years ago. And then Cody finally did the job. So congratulations. I'm stoked. I think it's safe to say I am all in love with WWE again. I'm feeling that same love that I did when I was a child watching it. So I'm invested. I love it. And I can't wait to go to another show. I don't know when they'll be back. They're supposed to be in Ontario in September, but
that's such a long way.
Yeah.
You know what? I think they're going to probably do SmackDown.
Because
you don't think we'd get a pay-per-view.
We haven't had SmackDown since the SmackDown before Mania when it was in Los Angeles.
Ooh.
But I don't know. It's tough to tell because we're supposed to get 3 events a year at the Honda Center, apparently.
Unless what, they're just going to bum rush it immediately after September? Was it?
I don't know. When Shortsy and I went to Ontario, it was around the same time, around September.
Yeah.
And they didn't really have the most amazing show. It was just at a weird time. It was a little too far away from Mania, so there wasn't much going on. And it was all the way in Ontario. So.
You're like in the middle of the story building, essentially.
Yeah, but it wasn't close enough to where it was hype yet. And so didn't really feel fully invested. There wasn't really much going on. I don't even remember what pay-per-view was coming up, but it wasn't the most fun time to go.
Yeah.
But I believe that is all the stuff we needed to get out of the way before we start talking to Rick right here, who's already made some good progress on Mobo's haircut. So what have you done so far on the haircut, Rick?
Well, I just, I'm fading him out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so faded right now.
You're so faded. And almost cut a hole in his head when he moved last time. But
so if
somebody did that, I don't even know how I would save that.
If I had to guess, even though I feel like they're both pretty simple, whose hair is harder to cut between me and Mobo? You
it's Mobo's.
Yeah. Dude. Just because of the curls. Curls, huh?
The curls.
Yeah.
He's got thicker, coarser hair because, you know, he's Mexican. I'm Mexican too. And you and I both know white people don't have hair.
They don't.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is I'm lucky.
You're like, okay. You know what? Like, your hair is easy.
Hey, that's a good hairline.
Well, you have a good hairline. Yeah. He's got a good head of hair, but with the Latinos and the Asians, mm-hmm. the Indians, thick hair. So it's hard hair to cut, but it's challenging and it's fun.
Yeah.
You could do so many. I mean, the fades look so much better.
Yeah.
You think so?
With thick, coarse hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
My family's always told me to be worried about losing my hair due to our track record.
Dude, your family has the most. Dude, you.
My grandpa got white hair in high school and started balding pretty not too long after.
I was going to say, even till now, your pops has like longest ponytail.
That's because he grew it out that long his whole life and has never gone back.
Is it past his back now? How long
Bro,
is it? Or is it hitting the floor?
Bro, it's always been like right here his whole life.
Yeah.
But yeah, so my dad is probably the reason that my hair is the way it is at this age. And luckily I got those genes and not the genes of white hair in high school and falling out because Gramps is fully bald. So yeah.
I remember he used to come in and get his haircut. I'm like, what do you want me to cut?
He did?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he used to get the clippers.
What do you ask for? Just
buzz cut? He's just like, just do your best. You know how your grandma talks. Yeah. And I just like, okay, whatever, there you go.
Should have brought up the buff.
You're ready to go.
So how long have you been cutting hair, Rick?
I've been doing hair since, I think it's going on 35 years.
35 years?
Yes, 35 years.
All right.
I believe so, yeah.
In all that time, you also went to high school with my mom, correct?
I grew up with your mom. We went to elementary school, I believe.
And middle?
It's possible it was middle. No, I think it was elementary school.
Okay.
Damn. It was elementary. It was an elementary before, and then it turned into a junior high. But we grew up together. Now, well, I went to high school with your dad, but I don't recall your dad. All my other friends know who your dad
is. What was the graduating class size when you graduated there?
It's huge.
Yeah, that's
huge.
I don't blame. When I graduated, it was like 900.
Yeah,
so,
it was huge.
Damn. Yeah. How much was your school?
I think my school probably had like 720. No, 751, because at the end of the year, the count was 750. We lost one person, and I still don't know who that is.
Lost one person?
What do you mean by that? Like they transferred, or like we lost them?
Like, bro, we don't know. We don't know where he's at right now, but like. You know what? No child got left behind because...
Wait, what high school district?
Relax.
Hey, I grew up in for a little bit when I was younger. But my parents got divorced. We came back to Fountain Valley. But over there, whoo!
Okay, that was way back then.
I was going to say...
What the hell do you mean way back then?
Is it... I assume it's better now than it was.
A lot better than what it used to be.
Yeah, it is actually. It is a little bit. It's a little bit more cultured.
More gentrified.
Yes, it's a little bit more cultured.
That's all you gotta say.
Yes, it's a lot more. It's a lot more. There's no more gangs.
Mm. Yeah, they got rid of all that.
As far as we know.
Yeah, I can tell it shows with my dad and how he thinks of the area around where we live, because he would always tell me, don't go over there. It's dangerous, and I'm like, I don't get what you're talking about, like, at all.
You know what? I'll throw the skeptical people a bone just because of that random hobo that assaulted you one night getting tacos.
Have you heard the story?
You got assaulted by a hobo?
Have you heard the story?
No.
So we're in Mobo's hometown. I'm going to bleep what the place is just for any
weirdos
that might be watching.
That was like the first time. I'm sorry for moving. You know,
hold your head still.
You're gonna be sorry.
Okay, you know what? Here, I'll just run through it. So, keep in mind, guys, this was like the first or like third time that me and Austin are like really kind of hanging out. It was you, me, Sweater. Was Cap there?
I think
maybe. But either way, I can't believe it actually happened. Austin, tell him.
So he takes me to this taco truck. He swears by it. Says it's amazing. We have to park in a parking lot across the street because the taco truck is on a main street. Mm-hmm. So you kind of just have to find whatever parking is nearby, use that, and go walk to it.
It's jaywalking.
So we park, we're waiting at the light, we hit the button, and we're just waiting there, just chilling. And then this guy just comes up to me and just pushes me. And I'm like, oh, okay.
We're talking like a hard shove too. Yeah. Like this was like, he's probably tweaking out or something.
All I said was, what? I just go, what? And then he stares at me. And I go, what? And then he walked away.
Okay, but like for sure it registered in him. That's like, why am I about to attack this tall ass white boy with four people on him?
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure. I think it was just me, you, and Sweater. I don't think Cap was there.
I don't think Cap was there.
But yeah, so that happened there.
But that can happen anywhere.
It could.
It can happen anywhere. I was in Hollywood Boulevard.
We went to the
Disney Theater where they have the movies?
Oh, the Pantages?
El Capitan Theater.
Oh, that was
okay, Pantages. So we're walking and everybody's walking and all of a sudden, you know, people are like, here, buy this. Hey, you want to buy this?
Oh,
or here, this.
Yes.
You know, the guy's like, hey, you want to buy this? No, I'm good. Why not? Why not, fool? Why not, fool? And I'm like, dude, I just don't want to buy it. I mean, what the hell? Follow me at least a block, half a block.
Dude, what?
Yeah, so it's going to happen.
I'm going to move Mobo's mic more under him. But same kind of story when I was in Hollywood. A guy gave me his CD, said it was a sample, and then I was like, all right, cool, thanks, dude. And he's
probably
like,
the same guy.
And then he took it back, and he's like, no tip? And I'm like, you just told me it's like a free sample.
it's free, but like I need a tip, bro.
Yeah, and so that was the one time there. But, I mean, I've never felt too endangered anywhere around where we live. I can't even think of feeling too endangered anywhere I've gone ever. So you just got to be street smart. Just be smart.
Then again, we're blessed in Cali. I mean, it's active, but it's not too active.
I mean, I've gone to places that people consider not safe.
Didn't you go to Detroit,
Chicago?
Oh, see, now there, that's... Yeah. Over there, that's hardcore.
I felt no problems.
But I haven't been to Detroit. I've been to Chicago. Then again, I didn't get a chance to see, like, the really bad spots, but I've heard.
When I went to Chicago the first time, our Uber driver did say, oh, you guys aren't staying in the area where the gang wars are. And I was like, oh. Great. He's like, it's ghetto, but it's not that ghetto. And I'm like, oh, cool.
It's all mainly Southside, right?
I don't know. I don't know. But, yeah, so I've always felt pretty safe growing up in this area. And like I said, you went to high school with both my parents. And the first time I believe you cut my hair ever when we were introduced was for my senior prom, right?
Probably.
I think it was here, I believe. And I believe it was in that chair.
Owner. I was either... No, I was back there.
Really?
That was my spot back there.
Yeah, because this is Rick's second time in this studio.
It's a different owner.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And so the first time he ever cut my hair, he was at this studio.
Yeah.
And if I recall, I believe it was for my senior prom.
Yeah.
And then I just never switched up. What's that been? So senior prom, 2014. So
10 years.
10 years. It's our 10-year anniversary, Rick.
Wow. Oh, that's right. Prom's coming up right now. I lost track when all the kids grew up in this.
So for me in 2014, softball started 2016, 2017, basically. So how long was it when we got you involved? Getting cut by Rick Mobo.
I want to say...
Like 5, 6 years.
You know what? I think 2019. I think 2019 because after I brought you some people and then COVID hit, I think I brought you
and
a friend.
The garage.
And then the garage cuts happened.
That's why I was doing cuts in the garage.
Guys, let me tell you.
Can we talk about that era of Rick?
Dude, that era of Rick was golden. Guys, he kept us looking fresh during the quarantine, yo.
And I got a lot of new clients. I got a lot of people like...
A lot of people didn't know what to do.
They didn't know what to do. Yeah. They were afraid. But I was like, just come over here. And I was like, I ain't washing your hair. You're not coming in my house. No, you're not going to... No, I just next, you know, and I got a lot of clients because everybody was going home and people were like, where'd you get your haircut? Where'd you get your haircut at? And
mask on the whole time. If he knew they'd get behind the ears, he would just take it off for a second and just the string, not the whole mask.
Yeah.
I was exactly about to say that.
That was a skill.
Yeah.
That was a skill, cutting with the mask on. And
thank goodness we can get our haircuts again without that.
Slapping it back up against her head.
So I got my haircut twice during that time, I believe. Once was in the garage. The other time, it felt like a speakeasy. I think we called it that, the speakeasy haircut.
Oh, yeah. And then going back to the salon, it was a speakeasy because everybody was going in the back.
Yeah, he literally texted me. He's like, come in the back. Yeah. I'm like, all right. So I got to walk around the other way, give the secret knock. And then, so he saved our hairstyles during that time.
Dude, what a time. I remember, I think the last cut I got in the garage was like the last bit of blonde I had. And I remember because you gave me like the most perfect undercut where it was, dude, I looked like a Fabio type character. Because it was beautiful, like brown luscious hair. And then like
a little
just
longer
golden
hair
tips.
For Fabio.
I know you remember the golden tips. Ain't no way.
We all do. And I had my ice blue. I also had my blonde.
That's right.
Dude, how many times have you dyed his hair?
Twice.
Yeah, just twice.
I feel like it was three for some reason.
The first time, the ice blue.
Probably because it faded out and it looked like a different color. No.
I did that color.
You did? Okay.
But that was my friend. She wanted to do it.
Okay.
So you had done
I bleached him and did the blue.
Yeah, and then it started to fade and she wanted to do a color.
And then Halloween, I bleached you out.
Yes.
Because it was the...
Homelander. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So the first time, it was just, I thought it was a cool content idea. And it was actually inspired, and Mobo knows this person, by Zane Hijazi.
Yep.
And he did a whole video where he surprised his friends. But he dyed his hair like hot pink.
he did, some outlandish ass color.
And then I was just like, what would look cool? And I was like, ooh, what about like an ice metallic blue? And so that's where we went the first time. Yeah. Started to fade. My friend was like, since it's fading, can I put a color in? And we chose this like purple color. And then that, after that faded, because it was just like a box Target dye, went to like a teal color. That's what I had in Europe. It was like the last of the teal, like in the tips. And then after that, when was that Halloween special? That Halloween special was a year ago, 2 years? We did that one here, right?
That was like, that was two years
2 years ago. So yeah, that was Homelander, Blonde. That was a little inspired by Mobo too, not gonna lie. Saw how good the Blonde looked and I was like, you know, let me try Blonde.
Dude, it looked so fire. I felt like Francisco Lindor.
Yeah, yeah.
After that, didn't we do like a mohawk?
Oh, I tried. I think all the times I've got my hair care with Rick, like I said, it's been 10 years.
And no, it's because the mic is like right under my chin.
That's why
I put it to the side so I could give you like full.
So all these years, I've pretty much gotten the same haircut. Rick asks every time, what are we doing today? I'm like, same thing.
I don't even ask anymore. Yeah. I think even with my other clients that just come in, it's like, I don't even ask anymore. They're like, just do your thing.
Yeah.
And then
I've only
pretty
really.
Much, I mean.
No, I'm just laughing because every time I come in, it's always, what do you want to do today? And I'm like, let me, same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I always think about it, but I know what I'm going to get.
Yeah. And I've only switched it up twice. I switched it up the one time with the skin fade. And I regretted that immediately because I wear hats. And we did a practice like right after you did it. I had a hat on and I looked bald the whole video because you couldn't see the hair because it was a skin fade. So it starts skin and, you know, you get hair the farther you go up.
Dude, but skin fade is, dude, it just looks,
it looks
so fire.
It looks good it looks when so you're good. Not wearing a hat. But I got hats on a lot. So it was just, I looked bald like for a month probably. And then the other experiment was the mohawk. We did do that like kind of, I don't even know, not like the typical 2000 skater mohawk where it's just.
Oh, it was like a Mike Trout mohawk.
Yeah, there you go, like a Mike Trout mohawk. Yeah, yeah, like the baseball player mohawk. Josh Donaldson, that's another one I think of when I think of that hairstyle. So those are the only two I tested. I liked the mohawk, but that one was just harder to style every day. Like this one, easy.
I'll tell you something, you guys. If you're a guy, dude, you're not going to mess with your hair.
You're not going to style it. Yeah. Like, if you're, like, into your hair and into style and fashion, you're going to sit there all day and mess with your hair.
But these two, got even Riley.
Sweater.
Oh. Even Riley, I mean, I'm sure he doesn't mess with his hair all the time,
and he barely comes in. Guys, when you guys come and get your hair cut, you guys don't, it's like, I have guys that come in, like, every 3 weeks. You guys come in, like, every, what, 2 months?
For me, I'd say about a month and a half.
A month and a half. Yeah. This one. When was your last haircut?
For sure, probably like 3 months ago, 4 months ago. You know what? I think it might have been.
Who does that?
I think it might have been beginning of January. I might have got my last haircut.
So the only thing with the mohawk, I liked it from the front because I could see what I was doing. But my worry every time was it looked bad in the back and I wasn't doing it right.
You just gotta feel it and just.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta be good with your hands. You gotta feel it and get in there. And
you experimented at all through all these times with Rick?
A couple times.
With hair.
Yeah, with hair.
With yes. Hair. Yeah, with and hair. Yes.
You know what? Didn't blonde, we do like a mullet?
So blonde.
Oh, we did blonde. Skin, I remember the mullet.
The mullet.
The mullet. I think one time you gave me like, yeah, the garage, you gave me an undercut. But like it was like
didn't
a.
Didn't I straighten it with the straightener?
And that too. So we got to like 4 or 5. But I've done a good amount.
I think we should permanently straighten it, see how it looks.
Dude, that'd be sick.
But I don't know.
What's
you're
much different?
These curls, though. You're
what, dude, is
now that you found the right product.
Dude, what my would, shit is back.
What
I'm
would a perm
you.
Do to him since he has curls already?
Oh, dude, it would be
it would
straight
make
like,
it more nappier. It would probably dry it up.
Yeah, it would.
Because it's like curly hair is like a slinky.
Okay.
You know, when you stretch it out.
Just goes.
But when you go, yeah.
I'll put it to you in the perfect way. I would basically be like anti-Ryan. So you know how he got like a super perm
little,
to curl
little
his
Kirsch,
thing,
by the way.
To curl his hair?
Uh-huh.
I'd be doing the exact opposite of what Kirsch gets.
Little Kirsch. I gotta say, watching him grow up through your YouTube videos,
he went
from little Kirsch to like going through puberty Kirsch to now deep voice Kirsch.
He's
like all grown up.
People don't
I
recognize
bet you guys
him
feel
anymore.
Old, huh?
People don't recognize him anymore.
Yeah.
The people
you
will
feel
be
old?
Without a doubt. I'm barely 25 and I'm looking back. I mean, it's okay, it's 7-8 years ago, but dude, that's a long time. That's a long time.
Yeah, and when I first started doing this, I was a rookie. I was just doing what I knew, and you know, you learn along the way and you improve. Now I'm like in the prime, I edit my best, I film and make content my best. So now is when I want everything to hit, but we've already been doing this since like 2017. Yeah. And so yeah, now is the time where you invest, okay, in Off the Field Podcast. You invest in Austin Kleschko YouTube channel.
You invest in Rick.
You invest
Maldonado.
In Rick and Jesse Hare Studios.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, so he definitely, people will be in the comments, that's Kirsch now? Like, if I don't say his name in the video, they probably think it's a whole totally different human being. And yeah, plain and simple, Rick's been coming here for a long time, Mobo about half that time. And through those years, I've brought you in clients. So like Mobo said, he has two.
Yeah.
I think under my belt, I've brought to you Sweater, Chartreuse's brother. Chartreuse doesn't get her hair with you, right?
Who's Chartreuse?
Cheyenne. Sweater. Cheyenne. Blonde hair.
Oh, I don't think I've ever met her.
Don't you do her brother? I thought you did.
What's the brother's name?
Silas.
Silas.
Yeah.
I used to.
Used to.
I mean.
Don't know what happened.
He would make an appointment and then he wouldn't. And then he would ask if I was available this time. I'm like, nope, I'm available this time. But then nothing.
I blame that on the generation. I deal with that all the time.
No. I think he's made some appointments or he's tries to get in and then no response.
Yep. Like, I get that
available
all
tomorrow?
The time.
This weekend? No.
I'm busy. Try to do book like 2 weeks in advance. Call me 2 weeks in advance. And
it's simple. I just ask him, hey, do you have a day available?
He's easy.
Yeah.
He's easy. So, but there's times, I mean, but you ask for reasonable days.
Yeah. So, oh, I just ask whatever's open.
Yeah.
I'm just like, what do you got open? And he tells me.
And he'll wait.
Yeah. He'll tell me a day, and I'll be like, all right, I'll take that one.
But usually when you message me, it's I look at my schedule. I'm like, boom, I got him right there. You know, it's no biggie.
And then Red Shorts, who is a lot more, he just started going to you like constantly.
Red Shorts.
Angel.
That punk.
Go off.
That punk.
Go let it.
I'm mad at you guys because you took him to see Godzilla. Godzilla and King Kong.
He didn't invite me.
Hey, you can blame him. He made the plan. He made the plan.
So this is what's up. So this is what's up. The last King Kong movie, the
minus one.
Mm. He was talking crap on King Kong.
He hates almost everything. So.
And he said this, the acting was horrible. And I'm like, he was in Japanese. Does he understand Japanese?
Nope.
Like, how can you tell the acting was horrible from subtitles?
Oh my Lord.
What?
That's a shorty comment for the fans out there.
Yeah.
If you're watching this, buddy, the next time.
Just shave them bald.
Just hit them with the oopsie.
So I was going through my Venmo transactions and I saw that you guys had purchased tickets. And I'm like, this?
Should be banned from all Godzilla.
You should be banned from talking crap from the last Godzilla movie.
I loved it.
I bet he hated it. Huh?
I wasn't big a fan either. It just felt like...
I didn't like the beginning. The beginning, I was like, how cheesy is that?
Well, they made them like... They're making dinosaurs and gorilla superheroes. Like,
go off, Austin. You told me...
But so we talked about it last week.
I didn't see the movie, right, guys?
You
but
didn't get, because they didn't invite you, huh?
Blame Shorts, bro.
But here's the thing. Austin told me that they're becoming more human-like.
Bro.
So
expressions. I'm like, God, why is he? That's more
King Kong literally took his battle axe and went. Like, come on. And then he made Ice Godzilla his like pet dog.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know what they're trying to do.
It was okay. Yeah, I have to admit. But you know what? If you watch the old Godzillas and King Kongs and stuff like that, like, they're cheesy. Even with, I mean, the best part of those monster movies are the fighting scenes.
Yeah.
Because they're cheesy.
But they should be a horror monster, not like a superhero.
Yeah, true. I love how when he had a toothache, he came back up to the regular Earth to get it healed.
Yeah. He lives in Hollow Earth, Mobo.
I don't care, but I know he lives
sure?
in...
You sure you're not like Butter?
No.
It's a cinematic masterpiece.
So look, I know he lives in Hollow Earth. I get that loud and clear. What I don't understand is how he made the appointment with a dentist to get replaced up here.
He just he walked in. He came back up. He and walked he in. He just said, my tooth hurt, basically. Yeah,
pretty much.
He laid down, tooth hurt.
He just...
And then they sedated him. Mm-hmm. And they took it out and put in a metal one. And that, yeah. That's where we're at with King Kong and Godzilla. For me, King Kong, I love the one with Jack Black. That's my favorite one.
Oh, yeah. That one was pretty cool.
I don't remember that one, but that was Skull Island, right?
No. That was the one from, like, early 2000s. You don't remember King Kong splitting the T-Rex's mouth open?
No, I do. That's what I'm saying. Wasn't it Skull Island? That's the name of it?
They're all on Skull Island. But the one you're thinking of was, like, Tom Hiddleston, yeah, that's Brie Larson.
That's the one based from... Went from like the 40s to the 70s.
Yeah, and that's the King Kong that's in these movies.
Gotcha, okay. But
which is wild.
I kind of do remember the Black Jack, yeah.
Yeah, that one was my favorite one. That one's a good, really good movie. And Shortsy, when he sits in this chair, I'm sure you have already gotten to know him like we do and how much he hates
he
it.
He is like, oh God, I'm afraid to speak or mention something because he just...
Not much. Not much that he likes.
There's not much. Yeah.
He's a tough critic, isn't he?
He's a tough critic. You know, I was afraid to cut his hair. Thought he was going to be yelling at me.
How is he with his hair when you're cutting it?
He's really good.
Really?
I mean, the first time with anybody's first time going to see, you know, like a new stylist or barber or whatever, you're going to be, you know, it depends. Some people are just like, I don't care, just cut it. But there's people that are just like, in particular how, you know, you cut it. Mm. At first he was, you know, I'm sure he was a little worried, you know, but I don't mind a little criticism. If you don't like it, let me know.
And yeah, then next time we'll fix it
or whatever, you know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, the first time I can't memorize your hair. I don't know exactly what you want. It's going to be a couple of times. But he's really good. He's really good about getting his hair cut. We do have some good conversations.
Oh, I bet.
In the chair, we do. And there's times where, you know, I'll pick on him for being a little picky about movies or whatnot and tease him. And he sits there and he deals with it because I got the scissors.
One of the more recent times, I know he came here first before going over to my house. Uh-huh. And that was one of those times where you told him you should probably go shorter to help fix his confidence with his hair, I guess.
I'm not sure we should be discussing this. I don't know what you're talking about, Austin.
He came over and he's like, what do you think? It's shorter. And I was like, he looks the same, dude. And he was very offended. He's like,
I cut
it different. I did cut it different. I did go a little bit short. I styled it a different way. But when you're used to having a certain style for so long, you tend to go back that way. So I know he messed with it when he was still in my chair and then, you know, left. So I'm sure he fixed it a little bit more and it was back to his old style.
I forget where we had to be, but we needed to go somewhere. And he was in the bathroom for an hour. And we were going to get food before. And so he's in there and I'm like... Dude, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm trying to fix it. And I'm like, it's been an hour, dog. We got to go get the food. And he's like, we'll just bring it back. And it was like pokey, like fish. And I'm like, I typically don't like to bring that back. I typically eat it at the place.
Right. I like fresh. Yeah. Stuff like that.
And I was like, nah, dude, you don't bring that back. You eat it there. And he's like, no, what? And I'm like, it delayed our plans by a long time for how picky he is with everything. And I'm sure he doesn't mind. We bully him in the videos from time to time as well. So, he doesn't watch anyway. So, say whatever I want.
I'm surprised he doesn't watch and criticize it.
Yeah. He'll make it well known. He'll be like, hey, I don't watch the videos. And I'm like, screw you.
Wait, I'm curious, Rick, what's a super hot take that he has that you don't agree with at all?
A super what?
A super hot,
hot take. Like
just, a movie that you loved.
Just something he's ever said that you were like,
bashed it.
That baffled you.
No, I really liked the Godzilla Minus One.
So did I.
And when he was, blah, 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 and I'm like, first of all, that's what pisses me off. It was in Japanese.
That's what I told him.
How can you tell the acting was bad? Like, does he know Japanese?
I don't get it. And he's like, no, 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 it was bad. The acting was horrible. How can you tell? The dialect is different.
We
the
saw...
expression.
We didn't see it together, but I saw Dune 2. He saw Dune 2. And he was talking about some background shot, like a blurry shot where whatever he was talking about was not the focus. It was like Timothée Chalamet and something way off in the distance. He's like, yeah, that just didn't look good. And I'm like, what are you, who's looking at that? Are you even watching the movie? You're looking for any detail to like, oh, that's ugly.
I think that was the only movie. I mean, he suggested other movies and he's talked about other movies and he's been spot on. I'm like, okay, cool. I understand. He appreciates good cinema. I do get it. But there's some cinema there that's not meant to be perfect. It's meant to be cheesy. And he just, what was it? There was something else. Oh, I was talking to him. Have you ever watched the Spaghetti Westerns?
Spaghetti Westerns
are cheesy 1960s. They do it in Italy, or an Italian producer will come here and find somewhere in the desert and do it. Like Clint Eastwood movies.
The Good, Bad, and the Ugly. Yeah, yeah. That's a spaghetti movie, a Western.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, I didn't watch that.
Well, I mean, that's a different kind of art and a different kind of...
He also loves to just... Not brag, but boast about how he refuses to watch TV shows nowadays.
He's missing out on some good stuff. So I'm like, watch this show. You need to watch.
No. I'm okay.
I don't watch TV shows.
I don't believe in TV. Dude, I told him to just do the shortest ones, and he's like, no.
The only TV shows he'll watch are ones that he's already started before he came up with this concept of he doesn't watch TV shows.
So stupid.
Because he has to finish them. He has to know how it ends.
The TV shows?
Yeah, so like Stranger Things, since it started... however long ago.
So he doesn't want to wait for another season.
He'll watch the new stuff because he started in season one when he allowed himself to watch TV shows. So he has to finish it.
Was this during COVID?
I don't know when he came up with the rule that TV shows are not viewable for him.
Because what did he watch too? I know he watched Friends for sure.
He's rewatched Friends like 20 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good, but it's
like I'm good. Just the seasons one time. That's it.
The same. I watched it one time all the way through. Like I've never watched it again.
I'm good.
And other people, we'll get off shorty. We'll stop okay. for
so
a little.
We got him.
Other people that you have cut, the viewers don't know this one as much. But my friend Matt is also. I'd say he's probably next is loyal between me and Mobo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Matt is now has now gotten into the fire.
Yes, he's doing like department fire thing. Yeah, the fire department.
So the last time I saw Matt, which I don't know when I'm going to see him next.
He went.
He buzzed it all off. Oh. And he said, "Rick, I want you to buzz it all off before I take off and do
an
what
honor.
I got to do." So from then on, I think he's going to keep buzzing it until he finally grows it out.
I think they require it of him.
But yeah, Matt, that was good. He was trying to get in there for quite a while.
Yeah.
And he finally made it.
We kind of had to put a stop in the action, which was actually perfect timing because Rick had to wash Mobo up real quick, getting the finishing trimmings to the top of his hair right now. But we were talking about my friend Matt. Rick just shaved all his hair off. And, you know, Mobo, have you ever thought about shaving your head?
Without a doubt. Dude, let me tell you, I almost did it when I had the entire, like, remember my bleached afro that I had. I just let it grow out like nasty.
Oh, to get rid of it? You were just like, dude,
yeah,
buzz it.
To get rid of it, I was about to just, hey Rick, just buzz me up. But I didn't because I don't think I'm ready to see myself bald yet. I don't know how many nooks and crannies I have up here, and it doesn't, tell me right now, for the people at home, it doesn't look as good as people think it'll look.
Certain people,
the only people that can rock bald is if you have a big bushy beard. Or like, if you have, like, the most round head ever.
Like, if your attire was different and you were, like, decked out in khakis and a Pendleton, you could rock that cholo look with the buzzed hair.
What are you saying?
You
think I could rock it?
No, never.
In the mustache?
I probably could get it.
If you are thinking about shaving your head, going buzz cut, just do this. If you feel bumps, don't do it.
Since I've gotten older and I've got that family trait, I've got right here, I got this little line, and then I can feel bumps here.
That's why I don't shave mine. Because I go like this, I'm like, oh, there's one here.
Oh, you already know where you're,
I'm never. I'm.
Where am I?
No, you're good.
You never do that? You've never.
No, just, I've never done that. Like, never you, once in my life.
Yeah, I can tell. It just wouldn't look good.
So you don't think I have like nooks and crannies?
No.
I hope not.
Not yet.
Maybe you just got. Young. Maybe you just got a smooth head, bro.
Dude, if I do, blast. Big blast.
Another person that comes. I don't know when the last time she came in was, but Slater.
She is coming in next week.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes. Slater is coming in next week.
What was the last time before next week?
The last time.
I think she came in with her grandmother, so she's not
very on it with her haircut.
Yeah,
but she's got long hair.
Yeah,
I mean she has a child now, which I'm surprised she hasn't cut it super short because kids are always yanking on the mom's hair. But she, I don't know. I'm gonna say maybe 4 months.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like girls are.
But it feels like that. So
is that typical? Girls have longer separation because you know they got longer hair. I assume they like it growing longer.
And it's just a cut, so it's with girls with long hair with a cut, and they take a long time. That's typical because they want to keep it as long as possible.
Yeah, and then the last one I could think of is my grandma. My grandma comes in probably the most, I would say.
Yeah, like she's coming in this Friday.
There you go. The most on schedule, I would
she's
say.
She's coming in this Friday with her best friend, Kat.
Yes.
And those two together in here, they are a hoot. Oh, man, they talk so much crap on Austin.
No, they don't.
And then that's all I could think of. So I got Sweater, Chartreuse's brother, Angel / Red Shorts, Slater, my friend Matt, and my grandma. Is there anybody I'm missing? I can't think of anybody else.
I don't think so. I think you were going to refer one of your friends. They wanted to get a perm.
That was Lil Kirsch. He got his perm.
Oh, he did get his perm?
Because when I asked you, you said you didn't do guys' perms.
Yeah, I actually did one a month ago.
Oh, did
on
you?
On this kid. Please, Rick. And I'm like, oh, I don't do them. But I did it.
Okay.
I did it, and the kid loved it. So I guess.
How'd it come out?
Rick does perms now.
It came out really good. I mean, he straight hair, thick, and like this.
Nice.
And I just get it by wetting it.
Yeah. You don't got to do nothing. And after all those people I put, and of course, Mobo. I refer to you.
I take a while, but I do get here.
No, you take a while, but you come in constantly.
You know what? I will say this, though. I got to know.
Oh, yeah,
Austin's
right.
Flexed it on me a couple times, saying that you're pretty fast with his haircut. Are you really that quick with it?
Oh, you'll see.
I know his hair.
Yeah, you'll see.
Because, okay, guys, he's always bullshitting me about, like, it took, like, 15, 20 minutes, bro. I just hopped in and then I hopped out.
A majority of my clients, it's 15, 20 minutes, half an hour.
You took, like, a nice 40 with me, though.
Because you got that big, freaking thick Mexican hair.
I'll say with you right now, I'll give you a 10-minute grace period just to breaks and, like, for talking.
And, yes, we are talking, too, so I'm kind of stopping. And
so with that 10-minute grace period, you're looking at, like, a 35-minute right now?
Yeah.
Like
okay.
So, that's
right.
Yeah.
35.
But, yeah, you'll see. I mean, I'm simple, bro.
Yeah, most of my guys are just...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't take that long. If it's a new client...
Yeah.
I'll mark off an hour just to take my time to get to know their hair. And then the next time, if it's easier, it's just boom.
And then we were talking about movies a lot when we were talking about Shortsy. Uh-huh. And you've never mentioned this to me, but my mom and grandma mentioned this to me. Have you done hair for movies? Like hair styling for movies?
I started out with community theater.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like small
theater
productions?
For college.
My best friend's cousins. Went to what's the college over there in Orange, the big one,
Chapman?
Orange Coast,
Chapman University, and I helped them out with wigs, hair, makeup.
Do you know how to make a wig?
I don't know how to make a wig. I'm sure it's not that hard, but I know how to style a wig.
Is it actually because what you got to like? For example, if you're gonna wig me, you got to glue the forehead. Get it going. Is there something you put in the bag?
If you have no hair, that would be a hair replacement. So they have a cap where some of them they just put a cap over and they make something and they I don't know how it's done because I didn't get into that. Yeah. But I know how to style a wig. But yeah, there's hair replacements and even actresses get fitted for wigs and they trace it and then they cut it and then they go back to their place and do something with it.
But yeah, I did a lot of community theater. I did, this is going to be really cool right here. I did a couple of things for APLA, AIDS Project Los Angeles. An old roommate of mine, she used to do hair, and she called me. She goes, Rick, I need help because I'm not doing hair anymore. I'm trying to stick more into acting and all this managing. She goes, so we have this big event. Would you come and help help with hair, makeup, and wigs and whatever, and bring your own team? So I picked a couple of guys, stylists that I knew. We went, and it was like a burlesque play for Leslie Jordan. He's the little short guy.
I know.
He just passed away last year. And it was a play about his life coming to Hollywood. So they made it into a burlesque circus show or kind of like that.
Yeah.
So we did that. And I met a couple of actors and actresses there. And then from then on, I did some other APLA events. There are Broadway shows, like they had like celebrities come and they did Broadway musicals. I did two of those. And I met Mrs. Brady, Florence Henderson. I didn't do her hair, but she was a little worried of how much hairspray I was spraying in the room. Because they're singing. I'm like, how the hell do you guys do your hair? And then, you know, without hairspray, and then you go out and sing. I can't remember her name, but Marty McFly's mom.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
I can't remember her name, but I remember I was like, you're my mom. She started laughing. She wasn't happy because I took over her space that she thought was going to be hers. I'm like, nope.
Leia Thompson.
Yeah. And then, I did, Sally Kellerman, and Sally Kellerman, used to be on the original MASH movie. She was the original Hot Lips. If you guys are familiar with MASH, which you guys aren't, I'm old.
Well, MASH is like the 40s like war TV show.
Yeah, right? That was in the 70s. That came
that
out
is
in the 70s.
So far from what I think of when but I hear MASH.
What do you think of MASH?
Do you not play that game growing up where you write MASH on a whiteboard and it's
Mansion Apartment?
Oh, that? Shack House. Oh my God, yeah. That is so old school.
I like it.
Damn. Okay.
No, we're not gonna rock that.
I feel like I.
But we were just talking about that when we were washing your hair. He was talking about.
No, you're right. You're right.
What were you?
About doing like parting it. Like I want to.
Pablo Escobar.
I feel like I have to call you Miss Yule.
Pablo Escobar.
No, yeah.
Style.
I want like a Colombian like drug smuggler type hair. Like I want it either long and bushy or like get my mullet back going. Or just do like Pablo Escobar.
I feel like you just need to be called Monsieur Mobile when you have that hair.
That'd be fire.
And looks like we're on the finishing touches here.
Yeah, we're done. We're pretty much done. I don't dry his hair because he'll...
pretty much does. But look, check it out. I look fresh again. You brought me back to life.
And now we'll swap places.
Now, guys, as you can see, I am out of the chair and into a different chair.
Yeah.
But Austin, you are now about to get your haircut.
He's in the hot seat.
Hot seat.
Now, the first thing I want to talk about, because I am not going to be able to look at the notes as much as I was over there, but I know where we left off. And every time I'm here, Rick, we usually talk about movies, TV shows. That's typically where we go with our conversations, with a little cheese may every once in a while. And
this one right here, all the time,
it's
not
always
once in a
cheese
while.
With
hey, I'm going to tell you guys something. You guys that are watching, I know his secret. I know his secret. I know sweater secrets. And what do you call them? Shortsies?
Short, red shorts, shortsy.
I know his secret.
I mean, isn't that what the barber hairstylist is for? You get in the chair.
I'm here. You guys tell me whatever. I'm
hey,
like
it's confidential because it doesn't leave.
Yeah,
that's like the troping
move. Did you see how you're tearing up in Shortsy's hair? And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. See?
He protected him.
As much as he's annoying, as annoying as he is, the little fucker.
That's the trope.
I don't give up his secret.
That's the trope in the movies, too. They sit down and they're like, all right, here's the tea. Let me tell you everything.
But yeah, we talk about movies and stuff. Yeah. And
so what upcoming movie are you most excited for, Rick? I know one that I think is my answer, easily.
Is it the new Planet of the Apes?
Nah, I could care less for that. You know, I'd care about it if Caesar was still in it. But he's not.
Oh, is he not in this one?
It's a whole new, like, group.
Well, like, in the original 1970s Planet of the Apes, Caesar was the one that they were worshiping.
As he should
back
be.
Back to where
he started it.
Where he started it. So yeah. He went back. So it started from when...
Where we're at now.
After. Yeah. So, okay. That makes sense. But yeah, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And so which one?
Deadpool 3.
Oh, yes. That's what, 3, 4?
July 26th.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, I can't
It's coming
wait for
up
that.
Pretty quick.
Yeah,
I can't wait for that one.
Yeah, Disney needs a savior in the MCU right now, and that movie's looking to play. And when you're here, when Mobo's in the chair, yes, what is the typical conversations that go on with you and Mobo?
Oh, dude, sometimes it's just chisme. It's just chisme about what? Because like
every chisme with you guys. I mean, yep.
Because what? Okay, I come in, I say what's up, we catch up, kind of see, you know, how the day is going for both of us. Then we ask about like each other's like week, any like fun plans we got, and then we just get right to the juicy gossip. Because you got it, bro. That's Mando, by the way.
With you, him,
Mando,
and Angel.
Yeah,
it's gossip. Now, when Sweater Riley's
sweater,
here,
sweater.
We don't gossip.
What's a typical conversation?
Quiet. I know.
He is so quiet.
I've known,
and I've seen him in your videos. I'm like, this little fucker is just like loud and happy and talking. And he's in my chair. He's like.
Well, I've known Sweater since 7th grade, and I can say he is quiet. He's antisocial, I would say, too, sometimes.
I think I went to high school with his mom, too.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because I think we discussed that or something like that. I think I went to high school with his mother.
But I can imagine him just being in the chair, just like...
He's quiet. He's just like, so... he's out of here faster, because I'm like...
How are you doing? Fine.
Yeah.
Just cut my hair.
I am not going to be able to look at the notes for this haircut. So
you can hold them.
That's why I send them to Mobo. So.
All right, so you can hold them and I can.
That's good. That's okay. Good. So Mobo can take lead.
I got you right here, Rick.
Yes.
As a hairstylist, what is the easiest haircut in your opinion that you think you could do, besides bald? Because that's an out.
Like the easiest that I think the easiest I can do
for a guy and for a girl.
Austin's cut. Like, just guys, just cause, I mean...
Are you halfway through it already?
I have,
It looks
no.
like you're halfway through, I'm not gonna lie.
You're funny. There's a couple of old guys. Mm-hmm. One, like, a two. Old Navy guy.
Yeah.
Not like the store Old Navy kids. Yeah. Like, he was
like
in the Navy.
The Navy.
Yeah, he was,
Call
yeah,
the Navy.
And just... And another Navy guy, he was a commercial pilot, old guy. And I just do the thinning shears and just... Happy.
Done.
Dude, what is that, happy like 10 minutes then? Was it like 10, 15 minute cut?
Yeah. Like a 15, 20 minute cut if we're like really in a conversation and...
Basically, the easy cut that I get and have been getting all these years is just like a simple... fade on the sides all around and a trim
one,
up top.
One, two, or three, whatever. Yeah. It depends, you know. Honestly, it's like when boys get angry and they get hungry, they forget about being angry. So when boys come in overgrown and I cut them, it's a new look, they're happy.
I mean, hey, you saw it right now.
Right?
I'm pretty sure you can go back to the beginning of the video. I'm over here like,
But guys like you are easy. There's some guys, like I said, they're really picky and they're really particular.
Mm.
Like... Yeah. Don't you have one? Like, what's your most annoying client? What's your most difficult client? Don't you have one in there?
Well, we got a couple.
We're getting to it.
Okay, go.
All right, what's a haircut you hate doing for the guys?
Like, hardest cut. Like, when somebody asks for this cut, you're like, ugh.
For the guys and for the girls.
Guys, I don't think there really isn't any... No. There isn't any cut that I don't like doing on guys.
Or any style, too. So, like, hot dyeing hair, perms.
No, for the guys, no. Guys are easy. Bleach, tone, or put a color on, easy. The only thing that I dislike when I do guys' hair is, like, coarse, thick hair.
Yeah.
Falling all over the place, buddy. And poking me. That's the only thing.
Do you get, like, hair splinters? Is that a real thing?
Oh, yeah.
And I, you know what? I was thinking about wearing gloves, but I can't do that. It has to be bare hands. And you see all those barbers wearing gloves. I'm like, why are they wearing gloves for? Like, are they afraid to get, like, a disease? It's so they don't get hair splinters. Mm. I didn't know that.
I didn't know you could get splinters from hair.
I had heard it. Oh, yeah. I've had a few. Jeez. I don't think I've gotten any from you.
I hope not.
I might have, and I don't remember. But that's the only thing. The girls, they're easy. Girls are easy. The short hair women are hard, though, because they're particular about the short hair. Mm. Colors for girls. I'm okay with doing highlights. I'm not as young as, like, I used to be. So it's hard for me, you know, standing over the shampoo bowl, washing and blow drying and all that with long hair. But girls who want, like, those fancy, weird, different colors, because I got to bleach it out.
I'm assuming you get that a lot more in these past years, because everybody wants color or something.
I bleach it out, wash the hair when it's done, scrubbing that long ass hair, and I'm down here doing this. Come back and I got to dry it. And if it's not the right level of lightness, then I got to bleach it again. Wait, go back when it's done and wash it out again. Come back, dry it. And then put the whatever colors that they want. Or if they just want like a certain, like a violet or an ash, you know, I'll just do like a quick toner. That's what we call it. And you got to keep watching it. Keep looking to make sure it doesn't turn green or blue, whatever. It's the right. That is getting hard for me to do. And these girls just think it's the simplest thing to do.
They just sit there.
And because they don't have to do anything. Like, they're like, all you got to do is just bleach me out. Have you done this before? I have two girls here that do it. And I always tell new customers that come in and they want that done, the girls. And I won't take them. I'll be like, I'll give you to such and such or such and such. And then I always tell them, plan on being here for at least 4 or 5 hours.
Cheap minimum.
Yes, if they got that long hair.
Remember when we dyed our hair.
Well, okay, I was about...
And that's the only thing, you guys are guys.
Yeah. I was about to say, though, because I thought it was going to be like a 45-minute process. I mean, what? We were there 3 hours, probably? Because like you said, it's you bleach it.
And if you have darker hair, you got to go through multiple rounds of bleach, right?
Multiple rounds of bleach of that is product that we buy, which is getting expensive. And then to add on a toner or those different, like the primary colors, red, green, orange, whatever, those cost money. So it depends on how much hair they have. We got to make sure we have like 3, 4, 5 tubes of those, put it on. But all those products, they cost a lot of money. It's like $7 a tube.
Yeah.
You know, the bleach, the thing of bleach is like $27 to $40 at least. And then we gotta mix with the other stuff, and all that stuff adds up. And then you're using your time, the money that you spent, and these girls just want it for like cheap. And it's like, and I can't do that anymore. I'm like, no. You'll be here all day with me, and I'm gonna charge you at least $300.
Have you ever had anybody walk in with a nightmare scenario that they attempted themselves and they asked you to fix?
All the time.
Do you have any that come to memory?
For me, no, because I usually turn them away, but there's been some where they go to somebody and they wanted a certain color. Oh.
He thought it was,
he had it on lock.
This one girl, my clients referred her to me, she went and she got her hair highlighted, but she wanted it a certain color. But the hairstylist didn't. There's stylists that get lazy with color and they do a half-assed job, or they look at it like, okay, well, that's good enough, and I'll just tone it, and then it'll turn into this color. But it doesn't usually work out in that. So I guess they just made her like a brassy color, and she doesn't like that. She wants to be like ashy, but she wants a little bit of beige, and that's hard when you guys don't understand, because color in my business, it's so complicated, and it's just the hardest thing to do. So I ended up doing her, and I said, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have to do this a couple of times because it's not going to get to that point to where you want it. I told her that the first day.
Yeah.
Not going to get that color for a while. Mm-hmm. And I did her a couple of times, and the second time I did it, and I was like, well, we could possibly, we'll see what happens. And she just didn't like it. It looked great. But she's like, it's not the color that I wanted. I'm like, well, what did I tell you?
I told you in the beginning that it wasn't going to be like that. And sometimes you...
The girls, the women just want it like that. And it's not that, it's not that easy. It's, yeah. it's not that easy. Had she'd be come to me before all that screw up, yeah. I probably would have gotten the color that she wanted it. Mm-hmm. But being that another hairdresser got their hands on it, screwed it up, it was hard for me to fix because I didn't know what they used on her.
Yeah.
She didn't know. She was just, most of the time with my girls, I tell them, this is what I'm using. This is what I'm, because in case they don't come back and they're going to go somewhere, they at least they know what to tell the other hairdresser yeah. so they can fix it.
Yeah.
But she didn't like it. She didn't care for it. And I was like, well, I'm sorry. We tried.
Yeah, that blew my mind. That like I just saw.
Dabby, $200.
I'm not even kidding. I just saw a connection between like this and like mechanics. It's the same. I've done that myself. Where you do want to do something, you want to cheap out. Like I, for example, I put on a bunch of suspension stuff for my car, and I did the entire coilovers yeah. on my little Honda. Take it to get aligned, and the people aligning the car are like, hey, we need to work on your car, dude. It's wrong. I'm like, what's going on? I put everything on backwards.
What?
Besides the coilovers itself, but I had put the other suspension components backwards, and the guy was explaining to me where I went wrong, and he's like, you know, you could have just brought it here the first time, bro. And I felt very embarrassed, but it's true, guys. Save your money, save your time. So yeah, you don't get back your time at all.
Yeah, I won't do anything that I don't know how to do. I'll tell them no.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stylists that'll be like, yeah, because they want the money, yeah. and they fuck it up.
Especially with hair.
Thanks, I can tell your friend where to come.
I can easily see just being like, okay, whatever. Go.
I want to ask too, because I'm very simple with my haircuts, my hair care. And I've had people over the years tell me, that's what you do? Blah, blah, blah. So I want to ask you your best hair care tips for just hair in general. And I'll start just saying what I do. I use Head and Shoulders. I use the 2-in-1. I've told... Multiple people have told me, don't do that. It's going to dry out your hair. But here's the thing. Growing up, I would have dandruff. I would have all kinds of shampoo to try and fix it. As soon as I went to this Head and Shoulders, it goes away.
Yeah.
It never comes back. Mm-hmm. And then when I run out and I'm like, ah, damn, I guess I got to use this one until I go to the store and buy another one.
Right.
It'll come back if I don't get it fast enough.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just going to stick with this. If I don't, I have good hair. My dandruff goes away. Yeah. Even if people would tell me, why are you using that? Don't use that.
Your hair is fine.
Yeah.
You know what? Like I said earlier to you guys, which we didn't say it on here, but when you're a typical guy, you have typical guy hair. You don't color it, highlight or anything. You can use bar soap and you guys will be okay. You're not going to die. You know, I mean, you'll be fine. Your hair is easy.
Mm-hmm.
Mobo's hair, he's got curly hair.
Yeah.
He uses bar soap. It's probably going to dry it out.
Oh,
he
yeah.
needs something I've curly
been,
hair.
I've been down bad, and I've used bar soap before.
Which you now have a new product.
Oh, yeah.
And you're happy with, right?
Dude, it brought... Well, I mean,
it was pricey, but you got it.
Yeah.
And it works, right?
Yes, sir.
See, but with hair like yours and some of my other guys, it's fine. And Head and Shoulders is fine. You're okay with that. The only thing I would recommend is like try not to use it every day. Try to find
so,
an alternate.
That's the other thing. I was, well, I mean, obviously growing up, I just had the tendency of I wash my hair every day and I was never told any difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would shampoo every day and mm-hmm. everything. And I still do that today just because I grew up like that. Nobody told me anything.
Right.
But then, you know, you meet friends, you meet different people.
I'm a hairstylist. I wash my hair every day. It yeah. has to be washed.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes on my day off, I don't do shit.
Yeah.
I don't do nothing. I just lounge around and do whatever. But I wash my hair pretty much every day.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with it, which is why when I have different colors and you guys see me with a different color all the time, I'm like, well, it's the same color. It's just faded out because I keep washing my hair.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, Rick's going through the rainbow. That's from
There's always a different color.
Yeah.
There's always a different color in my hair.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with using Head and Shoulders.
Especially if you have some dandruff.
Yeah.
That's fine. And if it works for you for using it every day, that's fine too.
Yeah.
But normally you're not supposed to wash your hair every day.
Yeah, I've had people look at
but
me crazy.
But it's okay. It's okay.
What?
Crazy.
Crazy.
What? I don't wash my hair every day now. I only condition it sometimes.
Okay, that's fine.
But like you said, it depends
on
the people.
But that's good with your hair because curly hair needs to be sealed with oil. And your natural oils seep through when you don't wash your
hair. See, that's why I wash my hair every day, because I don't want oily hair. And that's to me, not...
But in some cases, you want the oily hair?
Yeah.
But okay, you know, so like, I want oily hair for my curly hair, yeah. Ideally.
Oh, yeah, you need moisture. That's moisture.
Good. Mm. I need to be moist.
You don't want it overly oily, but yeah.
I'll stay moist.
But a tip for the dandruff, which, and to everybody else out there, like if you get dandruff, and I think you probably hold a lot of moisture in your hair all the time.
Mm.
If you get out of the shower and your hair's wet,
oh, you
and
told
you
me
put
this.
A baseball cap yeah. on, that moisture is going to be locked in. It's not going to air out. If you get out of the shower and you go straight to bed, yeah. you don't dry your hair. That moisture on one side is going to be locked in. From the air. There's no, it's not going to air out. So you're locking in the moisture.
You told me this years ago.
Yeah.
And I stopped doing it. Like, I made sure.
And you're still getting dandruff?
No, when I use Head and Shoulders, I don't get dandruff at all, ever.
You can even leave it on for 5 minutes. Just let it sit there for a while and then scrub it out.
Yeah.
But girls, ponytail, get out of the shower, ponytail, that moisture is locked in. It's like getting a dirty little washcloth that's wet.
Yeah.
And you crumble it up and you throw it away for a while on the side, and then you grab it and it's dry. And you open it. You're like,
oh, yeah.
That's what's happening to your hair. That is mold, and that is how dandruff and dry scalp gets.
Yeah. I stopped doing that years ago when you told me that advice for the first time. No hats for at least like 30 minutes straight out of the shower.
Yeah.
I don't rest my head on a pillow or anything. Like, so. Dude, it helps.
Yeah. Now, if you're a sweater in bed, I mean, like you sweat, like if you're a sweater in bed, just use Head and Shoulders.
Damn, dude, I'm horrible with this. I always go to bed after a shower. Like, I always take a shower right before I go to sleep, and I'm always going to bed with wet hair. So now I won't.
Well, now you know.
No, I know not to. See, guys, we're learning stuff. We're learning stuff on the pod. Now, Rick, we want to know, and the viewers want to know, what are some of your personal favorite hairstyles to do that you've done for yourself, at least? Because I always see you with a faux hawk. You love your faux hawk.
Yeah, usually...
That's your signature.
The faux hawk, it's my signature. Sometimes when it's grown out a little bit, I kind of like go forward, and it's kind of sprouted in the front.
Yeah.
But for everybody else, I just do what I'm told. I just do what I'm told, or if I decide to do something different, I'm like, that looks good like that. I'll just leave it like that, and usually you guys are happy with whatever I do. So
that happened with me with my mullet. Originally, I was gonna go for like a super like 70s like redneck mullet.
That mullet, that modern mullet, is a good look.
It's coming back,
I'm liking
big
it.
Time.
I'm
it's been
it.
Back, bro.
Yeah.
I even thought I can do it, but I'm getting older now. I'm getting a little rounder now, so it's not gonna look good on me anymore. So I can't do that stuff anymore.
I think I remember, though, a couple cuts after that mullet, and I was doing it. I think you had yours, or I think you had cut yourself a mullet.
I was trying to do something. Yeah, I'm always trying to do something. There. You know, and it just doesn't. Kids, enjoy your young life right now, because when you get older, you can't do shit like you used to anymore. You really can't. And even the hairstyle, no. You cannot, enjoy it right now.
The other tip I wanted to ask about hair care, because a lot of people have opinions on this too, is blow drying.
Okay.
What's your opinion on blow drying, on too long, heat, cold, all that stuff?
For guys, it's easy with the blow drying. You can use heat, you could use warm, you can use cool, it just depends.
Mm.
For women, it's the same thing, but you know, it takes longer for their hair to style and dry when they use the blow dryer. So a lot of people say heat is bad for your hair. Heat is bad for your hair, but it's also good for your hair, depending on how you handle the heat on your hair.
Like me, because my style is pretty simple. Get out of the shower, grab the blow dryer, grab a brush, blow it up for probably 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. So it stays up, get the hairspray, and then it's locked in place, and we're good to go.
When you want your hair up, I mean, well, obviously once it's dry, but just keep using the heat and hitting it up.
Yeah.
On most people's blow dryer, there's a cool button.
Yeah.
And then once it's dry, and you have that heat and you have the heat on it, then hit the cool button, that shot button. And what it does, it freezes it into place.
Oh.
So what the heat does, it kind of melts, molds your hair to a certain way. Okay. And the cold freezes it and keeps it in place. And you can always spray it and just do the cold afterwards too.
Yeah.
Whatever. Everybody has their own regimen, their own system of how doing it.
Yeah. Like how we were talking about with shorts, how he spent that whole hour in my bathroom styling service one time. I went in to do mine before leaving. I'm like, dude, I still need to put mine up. It took me like a minute, and he's like, we're not all blessed. And I was like, dude, it's simple. Just blow it up, spray it, and it holds in place.
He's very particular. I don't style his hair.
No, yeah.
When I'm done with his.
Yeah.
Dude, he gets mad at me for looking at his hair. Yeah.
I allow him, and he's not the only person. I let other clients, you know, they're like, oh, let me do it. Well, fine. Because otherwise they're going to be, do it this way, do it that way. You know what? Here, just freaking do it. You know, so I'm okay with him doing his own hair, and he's okay with it. So I don't. But I do watch him do it, and I'm like, all right, well, he's got his little routine down for how he styles his hair, you know? So it seems fast and easy when he's here.
I mean, for styling?
I don't know what's taking him so long at your house.
For styling, you're the only person that does it different. I mean, obviously, I do my hair or you do my hair, and you're the only person that uses gel because I use spray.
Yeah.
But when you use the gel, you make it look good. Like, I see the design, I'm like, oh. If I could do that every time.
Well, you can.
I know, but I don't do it the same. Like, I can't replicate it.
There's not the perfection.
Literally.
And you know what? Every guy who is in my chair and I style, they always say, you know, it's not going to look like this when I do it. You're the only one that styles it.
It's true.
Like that. And it's like, of course, because you're lazy with your hair. You're not going to do shit with it.
It's true.
Most guys.
No, so. I love how it takes him a minute. Shorts is off in like who knows how long it'll take him, and then you got people like me where it's like, hey, I just got up.
No, yeah. Well, I feel just... like curly hair, the style is just your hair. So
I mean, here's
you
the
don't
thing.
Really have to do anything.
Yeah. It's either you're blessed with the curly hair or you're screwed. There's
no
in between. It
depends how the curly hair is.
Exactly. Like I know if I let it go out, it'll go afro, and then it'll go like full metal head, like a ball of hair.
Like if there's a female that had your curly hair, oh, forget it. She'd want it straight.
Yeah, no,
it'd be
exactly.
Disastrous. It was like it's too curly. It's too Brillo pad.
Brillo pad.
Yeah, Brillo pad.
I don't look like a Brillo pad.
Well, not anymore. You're using that new fancy product.
The fancy schmancy.
Mm-hmm.
But Rick, do you cut your own hair? Because we would probably assume so.
I would guess.
You guys know this. I think I've told you guys before.
Yeah, you have. The answer's yes.
I don't trust anybody but myself to cut my hair.
Okay, so that brings me to my next point. When was the last time you sat in a chair and you didn't cut yourself?
It was probably a month ago.
Oh, really?
I
had one of the girls here do it.
So I'd assume among all hairstylists, the majority do their own hair?
The majority do their own hair. For girls, I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen them.
I feel like it's harder if you have that much hair.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? That'd be horrible just being like
let me get it. Mine, I mean, I'm literally like this with the clippers.
Mirror.
I'm like this looking in the mirror, and I'm like this. and it's hard to do that, especially if I'm lining out right here with the trimmers in my neckline, because I'm not left-handed. I'm right-handed, so it's hard to even it out. Usually I have one of the girls help me with it. And they do it, but it's not like I did it. I learned it overnight. It took time for me to cut my own hair.
Yeah.
And usually if it's like out of place, I'll have somebody clean it up.
Hmm. And the last thing I can think of that's like a 50-50 debate or people love to argue about with hair care. When you cut my hair, I just go home and I continue on with my day. I know a lot of people who, when they get their hair cut, they shower. Immediately.
Yeah.
So I don't even know. What do you do?
Why are you laughing?
Because I go home.
Do you
and
go
shower.
Home and shower out that wonderfulness that I create?
Exactly.
In your head?
That's what I don't understand.
Okay, listen to me and listen to me very closely.
Oh God.
I will only go and raw dog it if I gotta be somewhere and we gotta go.
now.
But what's the point if
that
you just...
That sounds horrible, though. Raw dogging. Like, I know. After my appointment, like, what does that mean? Like, it looks like shit?
So what's the point if he just did and styled your hair?
Yeah.
Because there's so much hair still on me and within all the loose bits that it gets caught, bro. You don't get it.
Okay, hence, this is why I got this, and you probably feel... I forgot to put the powder on and all that.
No, I feel a lot better. I feel a lot better.
I invested in the powder and the brush now from now on to do that to everybody. I should probably put that Sanic strip, but hair still gets down there anyway. So
that's the thing. It does. You can't explain because they'll be like, oh yeah, dude, just choke me a bit.
Like
care.
A little bit gets down there.
Okay, but either
not
way.
To the point where I'm like, man, I need a shower.
Bro, but the thing is, if you run your fingers through my hair, it's going to be like a bunch of little pelitos that are going to come out.
Yeah, now that I know this, when we're done the next time, we're going to wash you out. Do you want me to wash you out right now? Baby, man. Baby. See? You need to go home and go to sleep anyways.
Like, my friends...
Yeah, but then I got hairs all over the bed.
Yeah, okay.
My friends, you guys know Ocean View and his brother. Their mom cuts their hair, has their whole life, and they have a pool in their backyard.
Okay.
So every single time...
They jump in the pool.
They
right
would
after.
Jump in the pool.
Ew,
right
that's
after.
Like nasty.
Yeah.
That's all foochie.
You imagine drinking water and it's like...
Like, chlorine could only do so much.
No, the Clorox ain't gonna fix that one.
That's the last thing I can think of that I like. It feels like everything I've done with my hair my whole life, I always give people the opposite that they're like, why? And I'm like, because how does that make sense your way? like I said, he puts gel in my hair and stuff. Like, why am I gonna go home and just wash it out immediately?
Right.
But then again, Well, I feel like it's got to be customs. Because, I mean, who knows what my parents did when they would go to the barbers and whatnot. I mean, yeah. I have no clue.
I don't know.
As being someone who cuts hair, are there any pet peeves you have with people?
I did see you post a video.
Yeah, I have to finish one. I have to finish the other one. Yeah, okay. There's a lot of... Oh, that one video of what people... Yeah.
I started it. I didn't finish it.
Yeah, but I need to post a little bit more. I'm really bad at that. I've asked... This guy right here to help me with YouTube. I'm so horrible. I haven't even started my YouTube. And I was like, how many years ago I asked you? Forever. I got even the TikTok. Like, I'm bad at posting that stuff. Mm. So I did a little rant on Facebook. And I think it was about...
Like pet peeves of customers and stuff.
The headphones. Headphones. Like, when you come to a salon...
People come in with headphones?
No. No, not with the headphones. But, like, their phone's loud. They're watching a video, or they're playing their game, or they're on speakerphone with somebody.
Mm.
We got a busy salon. We got the music on.
Yeah.
Or there's some people that just want to relax and say if you're just chilling and just...
I thought you meant they came in with like the ones that go over your head, and they're like, all right,
let's
go.
Oh, as they're cutting? Oh, no.
They'll be like, yo, take it off.
No.
Nah, bro.
Just loud devices.
Common courtesy.
It's common courtesy, and okay. It's just annoying when you're trying to conversate with somebody, and then it's just...
At least like, nowadays with AirPods, it's just in that part of the ear, so you don't even have
to
touch the hair.
My thing is, these women bring their kids, mm-hmm. They have the tablets while they're playing their game, while they're getting their hair done. I'm like, first of all, find a damn babysitter if you're going to come and get your damn hair done. The whole point of coming to get your hair done for me in a salon is to come and relax and get pampered and get away.
Yeah.
So the kid has the tablet on with the music and videos or whatever.
An Austin Kleschka YouTube channel.
Yeah. Yes, an Austin. Awesome, yes. Yes. And then you hear Angel bitching in the back on that video. No. Headphones. 99 cent store. Go to the Dollar Tree. You know, go buy some cheap headphones. Put it on the damn kid. And go and enjoy your time and get your hair done.
I can't believe people even have their phone out when they get their hair cut. I didn't. I think you can vouch for it. I never have my phone out. Rarely.
No, unless you want to show me something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just don't want the hair falling off.
But then again, sometimes, like, even if it's not busy and someone, I'm okay if they're like, hey, watch this video with me. I'm okay with that, you know? Or they're sitting with color and they're, can I listen? Yeah, go ahead and listen. It's only us.
Yeah,
but when there's other people around, common courtesy.
Yeah,
that's one of my pet peeves. But
I don't like my hair falling on the phone. Like if I'm gonna be on it, like I'll just put it away. Like I can be without my phone for a while.
No, I can buy those. I can buy those capes where they have the little window, but then everybody's on the phone.
Wait, what?
There's like a little crotch window,
there's
so you can just like
where it has a plastic window when that so people can be on their phone.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that
was
a thing.
They have one of those. They have some of those. And people actually buy them. I'm like, no, I don't want them to be on the phone all the time.
right. So people are bringing them, and they'll buy it and bring it and have it ready.
Yeah.
That's wild. What?
But when you watched that video, was there any other pet peeves that I said?
I can't recall. Time of customers, like showing up early, late.
Yeah. I don't mind if they show up early. They're just going to sit.
Yeah.
If I'm not doing anything, I'll take them.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of clients that come in early and they like, are you ready? I'm still with the client. You know, you're going to have to sit and wait.
Yeah, you should know. You know? If it's a packed day, and you see there's somebody in his chair.
Yeah, I don't let it bother me. Yeah. I'll answer them straight out.
Yeah.
But other than that, they're like, okay, well, you're going to wait until I'm done, and I'll just keep focusing on this client that's in my chair.
Yeah.
The ones that are late, sometimes I'm late. I will message ahead of time, or I'm so busy, I'm like, oh, shit, I got to message this person. And usually my clients are okay with that.
I think that's what I meant to ask when we finished through all the people that I've brought through over time. Who's good at being on time? Who's usually late? Who's early?
Everybody's on time.
On time?
Everybody's pretty much on time.
Good.
I mean, as far as early, I can't tell who's...
Yeah.
I mean, I think Angel's been late a couple of times, but he messages me.
Okay.
So, and a lot of people don't do that. I had a client, it was probably 10 minutes till their appointment. Yeah. Oh, by the way, we're going to be late. And I'm like, okay. By the way, do you want anything from McDonald's? We're in the drive-thru. Are you fucking kidding me?
Can't wait till after.
Like, seriously?
Like, bro.
Do you want a coffee or something? Like a nugget? No. Get your ass over here. You're going to be late for your damn appointment. What the hell is... Who does that?
God. I'm guessing they've had their hair cut with you multiple times to the point where they've reached a level where they're like, no, oh, that's just Rich.
She I don't do her hair anymore, but she's... This is what I hate. When girls come in, oh my God, Rick, you're great, you're brilliant, you're awesome, and the way you do my hair, and oh, do that again, you know, and like if they want a certain look, I don't hear from them for like another 8 months or a year. Oh my God, remember that look that you did? No, I don't, because that was like a year ago. I'm not gonna do that to your hair again and waste my work and my talent on you for you to like not come and see me in another year. You don't appreciate that. Like if you're consistent in coming in and you take care of your hair and you keep it looking good, that's great because you're showing off my work. Yeah. But coming in a year later and asking for the same thing, no, not gonna happen. For me to do it again in another year where you have all these grown out roots where it's gonna be more difficult for me to do, no.
Would you say it's worse to cut somebody that's like jittery and like keeps moving?
Oh,
or sweaty.
Like how mobile was just a while ago.
Or a sweaty head.
You've had a sweaty head before.
Once at the garage.
Do you have people do that? That come in like just sweaty and they're like, all right,
let's go. I used to have one and literally it was like this. Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, which I didn't mind. I don't mind. As long as it's, I mean, I'm going to wash my hands anyway. So, I mean, I don't mind that. But it was only one, and did I get grossed out? No, I didn't get grossed out.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get grossed out. But there was the jittery ones. I have another Navy pilot. He has ADHD. And he's like, you know, Rick, da, da, da. And I'm like, God, keep your head still. But he can't help it. And he talks with his hands. And it's like, but I've gotten it down. I've gotten it down. It is a little annoying because it's like, stay still. I'll either cut myself or cut you. And that's why I don't do kids. Because I'll either cut them or I'll cut myself.
Yeah, no matter how many times you tell a kid to stay still.
They won't.
They'll do it for like the first 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And then they'll forget and go right back to whatever they were doing.
Have you been no kids since you've been cutting hair? Or did you cut kids until you were like, I'm done. I'm over dealing with them.
I cut kids until I was done. Yeah, I was like, no more. That's it.
That reminds me of like, obviously.
And I'm talking about like 6-year-olds and lower. Yeah. I mean, if they are good kids and they stay still, that's fine.
That reminds me, like I said, Rick's been cutting my hair since 2014, so that's 10 years. Obviously, I had to get my hair cut before then. And I remember one of the first places I went when I was a kid, it was, oh my God, I forgot the name of it, but they would have GameCube while you played,
oh, or while you got the haircut. Yeah, I used to work in one of those places.
Really?
What?
Cool Cuts for Kids.
Yes, yes.
Cool Cuts for Kids.
So you're telling me you're going in, you're like, hi, let me get a vent. And you're,
dude, it keeps that, it kept me still.
Wait, and then you're looking like this on, you're like,
yeah, probably.
Cool and Cuts for Kids.
That's how I found the game on topic, pretty or funny enough, because we talked about this earlier. I played Godzilla versus Monsters all the time on their GameCube, and I would just sit there while my hair got cut.
Did they sit you on a little fire truck?
Yeah. And then same thing with, do you remember when McDonald's used to have GameCubes?
I was about to tell you that. Oh, wow. I remember going to McDonald's, but they would never work. The controllers were either never plugged in or the TVs were never on.
Oh, you had little Timmy probably messing
it up. Yeah, yeah.
You had him be like, oh, let me grab it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So shaking the shit out of it. Like, no, dude, that's horrible.
That's honestly the only times I remember getting my hair cut. I don't remember the in-between. I remember those days of the GameCube and just to get my hair cut. Don't remember what was in between that and then Rick. So I don't know. Maybe I was going to Great Clips trying to find. No, I do remember this one barber or stylist for a little bit, but she could never get it right. I remember always being unsatisfied coming out of there. But then we found Rick. So
I beat your record in loyalty to Rick.
What does that mean?
So since birth, originally.
Since birth.
Since birth, I had gone to my hairstylist initially since I'd literally been born. And I had gone up until I was 17 because up until then, like he explained earlier with some of his easy cuts, I would be one of those easy cuts because my mom would say, oh, give him this. Oh, he's going to get that today. So every single time I'd walk in and get a two and I got over it. And then my brother was like, oh, dude, somebody that I graduated with cuts hair now. He's a pretty good barber. Do you want to go? I'm like, yeah, I've never been. From then on, never went back. That was like, dude, yeah, 17 years.
Who's trimming the top area?
Yeah, just a tiny bit. Okay. Just a tiny bit.
All right.
See, that's another good note by Rick because I tell him multiple times I do like the top longer.
Yeah.
And the sides is the part that starts to bother me the longer it goes out. But the top, I like to style that. The top, the shorter it is, the more I'm kind of like, it looks like a military cut to me. And I'm like, oh, I'm not a fan of that. But see, he remembered. He remembered.
So for sure, you're on the longer hair. You like longer hair.
On top, I like it long.
Okay.
Not like, I'm trying to think, like of somebody who has like their sides shaved and just long top.
Not like Bryce Harper, obviously.
No, Bryce Harper's got flow. Bryce Harper's got solid hair. Hair most men could dream of.
Oh, I know. Trust me. I've seen that man's head and been like, dude, I need it. I need that hair. That was horrible.
Wild line to follow up.
Wild line. But, Rick, was there a passion before cutting hair for this? Did you like styling? Did you, like, play with it beforehand?
Was there anything you wanted to do that wasn't cutting hair?
I was lost in high school. I didn't know what I wanted to do and what I wanted to be. I mean, when I was a kid, I mean, of course, every kid was forced to say, I want to be a fireman or a police officer.
Astronaut.
Or astronaut. Yeah. But in high school, lost. I was with a girl, and she talked me into going to cosmetology school. And I'm like, what the hell is that? Mm. Oh, you know, perm hair. You could perm my hair, all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, I'll give it a shot. And I went in and did it and kind of strayed away from it for a while. I'm like, this isn't it. But I dealt with it and I finished it and graduated from that and got my diploma for that. And it actually took me 3 tries to get my license, but I got it. But I wasn't into hair for a while. I was like, I kind of lagged from after a while. And then before I knew it, I was like, hey, I'm pretty good at this. So I just kept going,
I just remembered some moments that have happened in this salon that just stuck to memory. I remember, I didn't even know, and this is my own mother, that my mom went to cosmetology school for my whole life. Yep. And then I think you told me, and I was like, she did?
Your mom we went to the same cosmetology school. She came in, I think, maybe 6 months after I was in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm like, hey, yeah.
Dang.
I don't even know if she finished it. I don't think she finished it.
I don't think so.
Have you talked to her about that? Is she?
I think probably when it happened. But she went on to become a nurse.
Yes.
An OT. So, no, I don't think she finished.
I don't think she finished. No, I think she might have finished, but I don't think she got her license. I don't know.
We have ran through all of them, but I was going to say, you are looking spiffy, my guy.
Yeah, I still got to blend them up on the sides there. Usually what I do is like, usually give you guys like a half-ass cut, and then I'll blow dry it, and then I'll go back in with the thinning shears or texturizer and just bam, 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 and then easy peasy. Yeah.
All right, well, in that case, I'll let Rick finish up this haircut, and then I'll send you guys to the outro.
Yeah, we got a little something special, too.
Oh, that's right. We do have something planned. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Special.
Mobo doesn't know about that.
We are all done. That's the fresh cut. And Rick has something he wants to do. He has made this offer to me months ago, and we're getting it done tonight. Over there.
Look at his face.
What the hell are you doing?
You didn't get the backroom invite?
No, I did not.
Damn, that's crazy. It's what happens when you hit the 10-year mark.
Oh, shit!
Do you know what's going on?
Yes.
What?
I'm here for your knighting ceremony. You're going to become a fucking Jedi.
I wanted to actually try to tape up, record on my own. And I actually wanted to get everybody, him, Sweater, even Sourpuss Angel, and even Matt. But, he's busy. But he's saving kitties from a tree.
Exactly.
So. So this is what we're going to do, and you're very fortunate that you're here.
I'm very blessed, huh?
You're very blessed.
Can I just be honorary Jedi Master just for being here?
Let me get a better setup for all of you.
But I just want to say, from knowing you when you first started coming to me, the young man that this guy has become, I'm very proud of him.
Thank you.
A lot of things going on, but he's...
He's seen the whole YouTube journey. 2014, I hadn't started yet.
Yeah. So I'm very proud of him and what he's become, and got your own car, your own flying saucer like everybody else has. Those Teslas.
The Jetsonmobile.
The Jetsonmobile.
Yeah.
And even doing good for the kids, even for disabled kids. I see what you're doing out there and everything. So I think... I mean, nobody else deserves this more than you.
Thank you.
So,
I appreciate that.
So, by the right of the council, by the will of the force.
Oh, shit. The force.
I dub thee Oz Kleska, Knight of the Jedi.
Check it out. Ready?
I dub thee twice. Ooh. Here you go.
Hush. The saber. Oh, there's an actual certificate.
No, not the certificate.
It's so perfect.
There's an actual, oh my God, there's an, wow.
What?
The date today, too.
Look at that.
Oh my God, this is sick. Oz. Like Oz juice sauce, I love it.
Oz. Had to make it more of a Jedi-y name. You know?
Yeah, you know, it's like, it can't be just Austin Kleska.
I thought it was going to be like Oz Klesh. Something.
You know what I thought too? About that too, but cool. I let him pick his own.
That sounds like Oscar. It sounds like Oscar.
Oscar.
We came to the thought of my last name is unique enough already. So
you could have just been Kleska.
I could have.
Who is that? Kleska. Oi.
Could have. Thank you, Rick.
You are very
and
welcome.
And Mobo, join us in this shot over here.
Thank you, Rick, for blessing not only the man, me as well.
Yes.
Of course.
So, first ever podcast haircuts for Mobo and I. I'm telling you, we'd be doing things that nobody else would be doing on a podcast. Hospital, right. In a car, getting a haircut.
Who knows what's next?
I can't tell you a podcast I've seen where they've done that. So, thank you, Rick, for helping us with that, of course. Thank you for being the guest today. And if you made it to the end of this video, we post on Spotify, the audio, and Apple, by the way, 2 p.m. on Thursdays.
Don't forget, YouTube video goes up Fridays at 2 p.m. as well. So make sure to have the notification bell on, like, subscribe.
And remember, if you're in the OC area, Jesse Hair Studios.
Hold on, everybody. This is Austin from home, and I hit a buzzer beater with my weekly home run prediction. The Padres had a crazy comeback against the Cubs, and Fernando Tatis ended up hitting that home run. So Momo and I both scored on our home run prediction. Now, back to the hair studio.
Ask for Rick. Get this man some business right here. And I'll have the Instagram on the screen at the beginning of the video as well. You can follow his Instagram. And I'm assuming that'd be the best way for them to contact you.
Yeah, and TikTok. I have to try, even though TikTok's probably going to be gone. I need a whole bunch of followers. Please. Oh, I need so many followers on TikTok. Please.
Thank you.
We'll have it post that up.
Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you in episode 64.
Later.